Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Feels good. We love our city.
Go 92.5. Let's do the podcast.
It's a still big
hot.
Show.
It's still hot on the Gold Coast. When is it going to ease up?
I know, but you know what? You've got to get used to it. You just come back from Melbourne. It's what it's like.
I have lived here before, but I didn't think it had been this hot late in the year.
It actually is.
It's going to be a long year, isn't it? Day four and whinging about the weather.
How old are you? No.
And another thing.
I'm
throwing cats off my veranda at people.
Oh, we've got plenty on today's show as well. We'll do a big sports wrap up with Winks finally. Oh, not finally, but going to call it a day, which is going to be sad. Also, a spray on things that we just don't like. When people come to our party and don't bring enough beer and then drink all of yours.
Oh, yeah, that's annoying.
Nothing worse.
All right, I get a little bit stalky about this woman. And that's all right, because I admit it. Does that mean I'm not a stalker?
You are freakish.
No. Ellen Briggs, part of Women Like Us. She's an awesome comedian. She joins the show and she tells us all about her hall pass. And Peter, look, I'd drop you in it.
What have I done?
I am dropping you in it today.
Why?
I didn't protect you where I should have. But hey, that's okay, because I'm getting you back for something that you did to me on the weekend. And we'll talk about that as well.
There's plenty to be talked about.
A lot.
All that and, of course, the wrap-up of Noah, our comedian. He's the Bricky from Surfers. And he had his big performance on Saturday night at the GC Laughs Festival. How did he go? Is he being invited back?
Just hurry up. It's getting hot.
Yes. Well, let's go cool off.
Together? I don't know if I want you together.
You weren't invited, Bridge.
It's all right, because you're both not my hall pass. That's fine.
Here's the podcast.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
It was a hot one over the weekend.
I see what you're doing here. Yes. Hey. Don't make me dance.
Oh, I didn't even say the hot
too
bit.
Hot.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I see.
What'd you do? I wasn't here yesterday.
Oh, you were in Melbourne.
I was in Melbourne. I was at watching the Gold Coast Suns and the Saints play. So I missed it. I must admit, when I did land last night, it was still nice and warm cruising up the Gold Coast Highway, but not here during the day.
Putrid.
Putrid.
It was that putrid. I couldn't do anything. I thought I was going through the change. I'm like, is it just me? I need to check with people.
I had to check as well. I thought I was going through the change.
I sound old saying the change. I had to call my mother. I said, what are the symptoms? I know, it was so putrid. And my dogs were panting. My partner was panting. We were all at home. And then we're like, let's go to the beach. Because it's too hot for that.
What do you mean it's too hot?
Because
it can't be
you've
got to
deal with hot
beach.
Sand, the walk there. And then the water's like a bath water anyway. So we're like, what do you do? We and the fan on high spins super slow.
So
we don't have
high.
Aircon. So we had a pedestal fan lying there in bed panting for the wrong reasons. There was none of that.
See,
like,
they don't
get near me.
They don't have the sprinkler.
Where?
Do you have a sprinkler that you can run under and jump under and play with, or put the hose on and just let it go around the backyard and try and jump it and get away from it?
I do like that. Yeah. You know, in Cairns, they used to have pool parties. When I lived in Cairns, there was pool parties and everyone had to bring a bag of ice for the pool.
Okay.
I did that with stubbies. What are you doing it with a pool?
Because it's too a pool. Because
peel.
A pool. A pool.
Is it a pool or a peel?
No, let's not get into that.
Because it was that hot.
So what did you do, Benny?
Well, I went to the dog beach at Talabudra.
Yes.
Which was too hot.
That'd be awesome.
It was. But then I went up to Westfield Coomer and they've got day beds in there, in the cinemas, in event cinemas there.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
I sat in the aircon for 3 hours.
And then you didn't leave. You just...
Did you, Rod? Did you get it down south?
Yeah, I went down. I went on the boat, and I stayed in the boat this time, which was fantastic.
Seriously, what happened last time?
Are falling out
last time
boat.
Rod was in the boat, you gave your better half just one little moment to control the boat.
Yes, and she did a magnificent job proving that centrifugal force is a force to be reckoned with.
How long till the heat wave goes, Rod? Do you know?
We've got a couple more just today. Mm. And then the remnants of Cyclone Trevor, or Trev to his mates, that rain's going to produce a big sweeping rain band around southeast Queensland.
Is that Trevor or is that Veronica?
No, that's
Veronica's
Trevor.
WA.
Veronica's up in WA. Veronica and Trev aren't
Imagine
talking.
Those two together.
They're not happy, are they?
They're not happy at all.
Another day or two there.
Can we come back? Wherever we went to there.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Look, every time I speak to this woman, I get more fangirly and more fangirly. The number one ticket holder.
It's actually getting embarrassing.
I don't care.
No, it is.
Women
no, it
like
is.
Us, I really don't care what you think.
Don't stop us, Spider.
I know. From Women Like Us, an incredible show as part of GC Last Festival on Saturday night. Miss Ellen.
Yay.
I am. I know. I get a bit funny with you. I know you're on stage, and I'm telling everyone around me I know her.
Were you? That's cool. Yeah. That's cute. It was fun, wasn't it?
So much fun. Good crowd.
Yeah.
Great crowd.
You're on
fire.
Second,
they reckon they had massive numbers compared to what they were expecting. They had probably an extra 20-25% on top of what they wanted. So that's great for the Gold Coast Last Festival. You think it'd be just back and back with bigger. Well, you can't really get bigger names, but it's just going to be back.
Oh, it was great. And hotter. It's just the best venue to have a festival in because everything, you know, there's three or four different room sizes and, you know, nice bars and
food. They did close a little bit early, the bars.
Did they?
No, they did, yeah.
It's run by the council, isn't it?
Oh, is that why? That makes sense. Okay, Tom Tate Tuesday, straight in tomorrow. Yeah. He's going to walk into an absolute barrage of why they closed it. Because if they had a function
there's
there...
There's a lot of rules there. We found out because we walked in and started to break them as soon as we got there. But no, it was fun. It was good.
It was.
What's and going on?
Well, I'm excited because I'm going to see John Mayer, who I really love.
Oh, do you?
Like, really, really see love. I even made my own. Are you going to?
No, when he says that, he means I will never see you there.
Really? Not a John Mayer fan?
No,
I missed out on the tickets.
I love him so much. I even get this. Like, I'm a 49-year-old woman. I made my own T-shirt.
Oh, that's
like,
awesome.
He has a song called Something Like Olivia, which is obviously about a girl that he likes called Olivia. And I made a T-shirt that said probably nothing like Olivia. Because I was convinced if he saw me in that, that was when he was at Blues Fest. If he saw me in that, he would go, she's the funniest girl ever. I'm going to marry her. But I couldn't stay up the front because I was too old and I had to go up the back. But I love him so much. One time I remember we were coming home from somewhere. I was with my husband, Alex, and I said to him, tonight when we have the sexy time, Alex, I'm going to pretend you're John Mayer.
Oh,
wow.
And he goes, if we're having sexy time, you can pretend I'm John Howard.
So the takeaway from this is that you love John Mayer as much as Bridge loves you. She's fangirling over you.
Oh, sexy time.
Sexy time, Bridge.
Hey, let's go. Let's dim the lights.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Yeah, it was a massive weekend in sport. In Winx, the racehorse that stops the nation pretty much, won again, won easy, and having a final run to April the 13th. So, 13, unlucky for some, but yep, this is it. Going to retire, Queen Elizabeth Stakes, $4 million race, but how's this for coincidence? She will retire the same day Black Caviar retired 6 years ago.
Oh, really?
And on the same amount of wins, if she wins, as Farlap. So
is that deliberate?
No, just how it worked out, how it panned
out.
But
deliberate, doesn't it?
But Winx has been unbeatable for 4 years. Mm. And everybody goes, that is amazing. That is one of the greats. No, it's not. Rafael Nadal had 81 straight wins on clay between 05 and 07. That's not bad effort.
Wow.
But nothing beats these guys.
Yeah.
How's this? 2,495 games straight they won. The Harlem Globetrotters.
We love them. Go to Harlem Globetrotters.
It wasn't rigged. It was just that they won for nearly 25 years straight. So, so there you go. That's Winx retiring in a couple of weeks. A bit on our local footy, the Gold Coast Titans, they're zipping too.
Uh-oh.
They've only had one try for the year. I don't think Garth Brennan's going to be happy today. And the hardest thing is now, the monkey keeps getting bigger on your back because it gets further away from that win. They got South Sydney this weekend, who are sitting third, haven't had a loss, and they're 0-2. The only bit of faith I can give the Titans is the Sydney Swans in 2015 was 0-6. Zero wins, six losses. And they turn that around and end up being 7 wins, 7 losses. So you can turn it around. That's the only hope I can give them. Outside of that, I've got nothing for them.
Spider the optimist.
Yes, you've got to be an optimist. And also, it was great on the weekend. Went and saw the Gold Coast Suns play yesterday.
Yeah, and actually they're playing their first home game this Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday.
Metricon, if you want to go see that, 13:27:10, we've got a family pass up for grabs. They're taking on Frio. Kids go free as well if you book your tickets through Ticket Tech. That's good.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, definitely worth going. They were very competitive. They lost by 1 point in the last couple of minutes of the game. So,
really?
Yeah, it was a great game. Even though St Kilda aren't going to set the house on fire this year, the
Why?
Same. Well, they just probably haven't got the cattle as other clubs. But one thing is the Gold Coast Suns were there until the end, so definitely worth seeing. But the big news out of the weekend.
Yes.
Because the Western Bulldogs in the AFL, they wore the jumper, the Thor jumper.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Yeah, and because they're called Marvel Stadium now in Melbourne, there was the two big dogs there.
Well, they were, weren't they?
Chris Hemsworth and Matt Damon.
Oh.
And they were going off. And it was a good game too because the Western Bulldogs were up and then Sydney come back at them and the Bulldogs ended up taking the game away. Yeah. And they were excited. They were up in the one of the corporate boxes.
Yes.
And this is all they said all night.
This drink, I like it. It was delicious. I want another. Another.
Another. That's all they said.
This drink, I like it. It was delicious. I want another. Another.
Seriously, they were having quite a few. And every time the Western Bulldogs got a goal, Matt Damon didn't know what he was doing, but he was out of his seat cheering and clapping and high-fiving the whole crowd and everything.
Drink, so. I like it. It was delicious. I want another.
Yeah,
another.
That's all they did. Another. Another. Another.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Old spider here.
Oh,
Stitchy spider.
No, don't
Isn't
look
he?
At me.
Stitchy spider, all right. Be prepared, Ben. He will scud missile you at any stage with a good stitch-up.
It wasn't really a stitch-up. We're taking advantage of the situation we're in.
You'd had a few.
And your fiancé, Jamie, had a few.
Yes.
And you were driving.
Yes, I was driving. Look, what happened was you picked me up the other day from home and you noticed a few strange objects lying around my place.
Yeah, well, I walked in and Bridge was showing me something out the back. But going out the back, I saw there was just this metal pole, which ended up being like a front bull bar.
Mm.
And it's like,
so not attached to a car.
Not attached to a car. Just sitting there leaning against the fence. And next to there was two orange cones, emergency cones. You know, those
witches hats. Yes.
And then on the other side of the of the driveway was an old pool filter, like just the sand filter.
Yes.
Had a hole cut in the top of it.
Yeah.
Right.
And it had writing of Pantera on it, which is the brand that makes the pool pumps.
Yeah.
But I said, what are you doing with this stuff? Like, where does this stuff come from?
Is it council cleanup in Currumbin?
No, it's like anybody is. So Jamie, and he has a van. So every day's council cleanup. So he'll see things. So I didn't even know about the bull bar till he opened the gate for me the other morning. And he goes, hey, look what I found in a drain.
It's not like a big bull bar that you're going to be able to use anywhere. It's only like a bit of a metal pole. It's just like the front, like a nudge bar.
It's too thick. And then he's telling you, no, I'm going to concrete it in here as a railing for people. I'm like, don't need ramps. There's no old people here. I don't know what you're doing. So the whole on Saturday night, all you did was stir poor Jamie, and he didn't know.
He didn't know I was taking
the Mickey
a little bit. And I'm going to Bridge. I said, how good is Jamie finding like a bull bar? How good? And he's gone, oh, see, you like it too. How good is it? I said, and where'd you get the witch's hats from? That is awesome.
Because he knows with the pool filter that was going to be a compost. So you've gone, that'd be a great compost.
Yeah. And he goes, see, I told you. And I said, and it's got the name of your favourite band, Pantera. I said, this is like, how do you get this stuff?
I could have stopped it, but I was laughing. So we do want to know your seriously good stories on 13:27:10 of the best stuff you found on the curb.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the weirdest stuff that you've brought home, your partner's brought home.
Thing that you're driving past, you go, you know what, I'm going to love that and I need that.
Yes.
And you sit there and go, and you just love it so much because Jamie just loves the two witches hats, the half a bull bar and the cut open pool front.
Yeah.
What is it, filter?
Yeah, there's milk crates, there's all kinds of amazing things. We'll have a good delve around.
13:27:10. I don't know if we can top that, and I hope we're not inspiring Jamie to go pick up more stuff.
Oh, yeah, he will.
A seriously good story needs a seriously good Barista Brothers iced coffee. There is a $200 voucher up for grabs for the best story here as well.
Come on, somebody can beat a bull bar. And it's not even a full bull bar, it's only a nudge bar.
I know.
13:27:10. Have you got a seriously good story about something you've found on the side of the road that you thought you needed to keep? We'll chat to you next.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Nothing like a Vito van.
That's what your partner is.
That's what Jamie has. And my fiance loves it. Just comes home all the time with, random things that he wants to do stuff with. The bull bar's the latest addition. Oh, he found in a drain.
So funny. Like, no, no. Well, there's a nice little lineup. He had the bull bar, and then he had two witch's hats, mm-hmm. and also an old pool pump that had a hole in the roof.
I must say the witch's hats are from Johnny Boy, our neighbour, bless. But, yes, the pool thing's very interesting. But it says Pantera on the side, yeah. So that means everything, right?
Well, it's definitely worth it. When that's a favourite band, doesn't matter what's it written on, you might as well stay, you know, might as well bring it home. So yes, we are Tara. Asking you about what are those things you found on the side of the road? What are those little pieces of treasure? And Pete and Mary Mac, what have you found?
I was going through a roundabout at Yatla there, and I seen this big roll of stuff on the road, and I went to pick it up. It was very heavy. It was a big roll of copper, and I took it to a scrap metal yard, and it was $340.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah, copper's worth a fair
you
bit.
You legend.
I could hardly pick it up. It was pretty heavy. It weighed about 80 kilos.
Gee, and that's why nowadays a lot of companies like Telstra only take what they need for the day.
Yeah.
Because people are stealing it at night.
Yeah, coppers. Everyone wants copper.
Yeah. Thanks, Pete. That's awesome.
All right.
Good on you, mate. Hey, Tony from Mudjerba. Tony, what have you found?
Hi. Well, it was a few years ago. We were doing life really, really hard. It was we're coming up to Christmas and we had bugger all money in the bank and we're thinking, you know, it's going to be very lean. My husband was driving to work one morning and came around the Smith Street exit and spotted a boat esky jammed under the railing on the side of the road. And when he got out to open it up and have a look at it, it was absolutely chock-a-block full of UDL. There was no ice. It was just all UDL.
No way.
Yeah, the whole thing. So this esky, you could, it's an arm span across. It's a huge boat esky.
Wow.
And stockers full of UDL. Someone was obviously going out for a huge Christmas party of some description, and it slid off the back of a boat or off the back of a trailer.
That's amazing.
It took a huge amount of effort to find the owner. You know, we
were definitely. Yeah, of course. Yeah. It was a great Christmas, Tony, but you can't remember it. But anyway.
That's right. It was awesome. It was a brilliant Christmas.
Good
after
on you.
That.
Oh, that's a dream come true. That
thanks,
is.
Tony.
How do you beat that? Tina, Highland Park, how are you going?
Good, thank you.
What have you found on the side of the road, Tina?
Yeah, I was just listening and I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh my God, I've picked up a 2-seater cane couch on a driving test.
What?
For a free sign, and I'm there going, oh, I hope that's there when I'm finished. Like, I really want that. I could do things with it. I love refurbing things. And he's like, we'd probably get it in the back. So he just pulls over, puts down the back seat, whacks it in. My partner's waiting for me to get back to see if I pass, and here I am rocking up with a cane couch. He's like, what the hell?
See, it's the reverse driving into the park. It's getting it. It's the whole lot. It's being aware of your surroundings. Did you pass the test?
Yeah, I did. I got a
freak out. Man, that should be a part of your driving test anyway, Tetris, because you're always trying to fit stuff in the car. Yeah, that is awesome.
Well, no, that's impressive. Good on you, Tina. I tell you what, $200 coming your way. Seriously good story. Needs a seriously good Barista Brothers iced coffee. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Okay, now, Ben, this will be an experience for you. It certainly is for me every time. Spider's wife Cherie rang up and, this is interesting information.
Canned pickle and pork. Canned
pork. All right, so this is the segment that we call...
Who let the dogs out?
Spiders in the doghouse. Again.
Again.
Again, it always happens. No, of course you wouldn't understand. No, of course. So because you don't understand, it's best to bring your beautiful wife Cherie into the picture so that you have a clear understanding. Good morning, Cherie.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, good morning. I need more Xanax. So there's a doctor out there that can prescribe me as much prescription medication to get through the next week. Oh, my Lord.
What do you mean get through the next week?
Peter, you were told back in October that from this Thursday for 5 days, you had to have Boston on your own. You've known for six, seven months.
Yeah.
So you've organised a night out with Milne from the Saints on Thursday night.
Oh, no.
On Friday, you're going four-wheel driving to Moreton Island with the boys from Brazelles. Saturday, you've got another party at Southport Sharks with the parents.
Oh, wow.
But Boston will love four-wheel driving.
No. And then bossed him, and I'm trying to go, right, don't get out of the car. They're four-wheel driving and they're filming for the TV show. Just stay in the car. It's safer to stay in the car. Then Boston's winding me up. Dad, got the beers? Got the beers packed, have we, Dad? No.
This is scary.
It's scary. Oh, my Lord, last time I left Peter in trouble, Boston missed a day of school because I thought it was Saturday when it was Friday. Pete was on holidays. You guys were on holidays and he thought it was Saturday, but no, it's Friday, and I was wondering why Boston wasn't at school. He had tuck shop every single day at school.
That's all right.
No, it's not all right. And he took the wrong uniform.
Seriously. It's not hard, Peter. Come on.
It's not. I know. I said to him, all you need to do is just look after yourself, which I know is hard for you to look after yourself. But we had to focus on Boston, nothing else. Don't think about anything else but Boston. Make sure he's right beside you, that he's safe. Just walk behind him. Make sure he's safe. Make sure he's fed. Make sure he's watered. Make sure he goes to bed at night. I'm just, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to get hypnotised, I think, before the end of the week.
In Spider's defence, Cherie, I think he was planning to take Boston to all of those things.
I know, but that's the worst part, because he will. And then Boston will ring me at midnight going, Mum, how do you call an Uber? How do I get an Uber, Mum? Don't worry, Boston's got the Uber app on his phone. He has done since he was 7 years old.
Got to get home somehow responsibly.
Good luck, Cherie. I'll be on the lookout. I've got a spare room.
Oh, my Lord. I know, seriously, if anyone out there would like a lovely 12-year-old for 5 days, let me know. I'm open to complete strangers. Anything's got to be better than Peter.
What about a 44-year-old? I'll take a spare room anywhere too.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
It was a stinker yesterday, Bridge, wasn't it? I had to go to the movies just to try and cool off.
It's ridiculous. I rang my mother and I was like, am I going through the change? What are the symptoms? Because I am so hot and bothered, nothing could cool me down.
Really quickly, what is your choice of food at the movies? Just for my tip, do you go the popcorn?
I did yesterday because I got it in a package thing, and it was bigger than your head. I don't know how anyone eats that much popcorn.
I can. I love it.
At least you're admitting his head is big.
Well, that's how big the popcorn was.
Yes, I get it.
I thought we'd get our man Luke on from the Rush Hour. Luke Bradnam, he knows a thing or two about weather. It'd tell us, you know, what's going on, Luke? How hot is it going to be the next couple of days, and when are we going to get a bit of a break?
Hey guys, going to be another warm one today. Temps up over 30 degrees, particularly in the western suburbs, could be up around the mid-30s. And similar conditions expected tomorrow as well. But the good news is Wednesday, a cool change heading our way. Yeah. In fact, below average temps from Wednesday onwards with a southeasterly wind change. Only have a top of 25 degrees. So the first taste of winter on Wednesday this week, and a fair bit of rain heading our way later this week as well. I'm actually going to feel some slight effects of ex-tropical cyclone Trevor. So a couple more days of hot weather and then the cool stuff will arrive.
Thanks, mate.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Look, Peter, often you and I, and you'll learn this very much, Ben, that we're like brother and sister. Mm. We rib each other all the time. We throw each other under, not only on the bus, under 18-wheelers.
Yep.
We stitch each other up.
What's happened?
I stitched you up a little bit the other day.
What have you done?
Well, you put me on to your mate who is unreal, Dr. Bill.
Uh-huh. Right.
Now, Dr. Bill's at Paradise Point from Skin Alert. He's awesome and he's been, you know, helping me out and getting me ready for the wedding, and he's been just getting rid of some moles and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know,
he's a different character, Dr. Bill.
He's a different cat in
he
the
He is
best
a real
way.
Doctor though, right?
He,
oh, well, I'd
yes,
check the fine
he
print.
Is. He definitely is, right?
Yeah, he
but,
is.
But he's a great character. He's so funny. Yeah. So you've known him for a really, really, really long time.
Okay, what's happened?
You look so nervous. You look really nervous, and you should.
Do you have Spider's medical history? Is that what's happening? Yeah.
Well, funny you mention that. Listen to that nervous laugh. No. So Dr. Bill's going, oh, that bogan. Oh, Peter, that bogan, isn't he? He never wears closed-in shoes or a collar. He's just, seriously, he's a mutant. Who is that tall? Who is it? This is the way he talks, right?
Mutant.
Now, there is a point in this where I could have saved you.
And you didn't.
No. And I'll admit it, I didn't.
Why?
He said, you know the worst thing about Peter? I said, oh, he's not that bad, Dr. Bill. He goes, no. He drinks that crappy Makona coffee.
You.
And I said.
You did not.
I know he does. Who in their right mind.
You didn't stick up for it.
Would drink Makona coffee.
He drinks some nine spice chai tea.
Now, at this stage, I don't like chai at all. And he goes, come into my cult, my chai cult, and I'll make you some chai. And I said, yes, Dr. Bill, I'd love that. He goes, who would in their right mind drink Makona? Now, Ben, as you know.
Exactly right.
I drink it every morning.
Yes.
You're having a crack at Makona here.
You know I drink it, right?
You guzzle it in the morning when we get in.
And we are very proud to say we are not coffee snobs.
No.
We like the freeze-dried crap.
Why didn't you stick up for it?
I couldn't.
What do you mean you couldn't?
Because he had a scalpel in his hand and he was taking moles off my face. And I was like, this is not the time to admit right now. That's like telling a doctor you're a smoker or something. It's like, this is not the time to admit.
I only have one beer a day, doc.
Exactly right. So I said, no, that crappy stuff. And I took it one step further. I couldn't help it.
Oh, what?
I said, this is how low I went. I said, you know what? I think he even drinks international roast.
No.
That's as low as you can get.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Uncovering the funniest everyday Gold Coasters.
May I have your attention, please?
Please stand up. Bridge and Spiders, so you think you're a stand-up. Goal 92.5.
So, Saturday was the big night.
Okay, and the big lead-up to this. I mean, this has, like, been a month in the making, trying to find our Gold FM stand-up comedian, someone who wanted to be. We ended up with Noah, the brickie.
Yeah.
He thought he could stand up. So, yeah, Saturday night, Gold Coast Laughs Festival, was time for Noah to shine to debut at the big Late Laughs Lounge with heaps of good comedians. It's sharing the stage with Nazim.
Yeah, it was a big night, and this is how Noah went. Did he make it or did he fail it?
Judge for yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know him as Noah the Bricky, so please make him feel welcome on stage. He hasn't been doing comedy very long, so you need to be nice and supportive. I want to do a test. Oh, round of applause. Ready? Bring it up. Yeah, that's it. Welcome to the stage, Noah Green, ladies and gentlemen.
Far out. It feels like I'm back in the footy sheds. How are we?
Yeah,
that's good. I am an apprentice bricklayer. But yeah, a little bit more of myself. I've recently moved to Service Paradise. Yeah, party central. And since moving there, you know, you see a lot of those tourists walking around with their surgical face mask on. I just look at them and think, oh, you know, they've got swine flu or something. They're protecting us. You know, recently my whole perception of it's changed. They think we have the diseases. I mean, you can't blame them, can you? They probably took one look at the ibis and went, I mean, that's the most disgusting creature on the planet. Lives in a bin. I'll admit, when I first saw it, I went straight to the chemist, bought a value pack of those masks. You know, because I don't want to get sick. Because if you get sick, you got to go to the doctors. Actually, could you imagine we went to the doctors in the waiting room, instead of them calling out your name, they just called out what's wrong with you? That wouldn't work on the Gold Coast, though, would it? The doctor would come out and go, chlamydia? And everyone would go, yeah? Actually, the last time I went to the doctors, there was this little kid having a tantrum, and unfortunately had one of those mums that don't know how to count to three, but they're still trying to sell the fact that they can. He was mucking around, she said, Tommy, I'm count to three, I'm not playing. And then he kept mucking around, she said, one, two, Tommy, I'm not playing, two. I went up to her, I couldn't help myself. I said, I think you're looking for three. You know? Like I said before, I've recently moved to Service Paradise, and moving's hard, eh? You know, you have to assemble all that furniture, and you get given those little tools. Some of them confuse me. You know the Allen key? I get it. A bloke called Allen invented it. It's called the Allen key. Phillips head screwdriver. It's got me thinking. What bloke called Philip had a head shaped like that? And someone went, oh, it's like Philip's head. Anyways, my name's Benoit Green. Thank you very much.
What do you reckon? How'd you go?
Oh, that was unreal. Yay! What an experience. That was just a good crowd. That was unreal. And I thought, yeah, I went pretty good. I was pretty confident I went. Felt good.
Look at that smile on your face. Yeah, are you happy it's kind of over as well? That, you know, you've tread the boards here with like Nazim and other huge names.
Oh, how was the lineup?
I know.
That was so funny. No, I'm pumped. I almost didn't want it to finish. Oh. Just keep going, but it's all right. 5 minutes is good.
Is this something you're going to take into the future?
Oh, definitely. Definitely want to keep doing this. Support the bug. Just try and work on more material so I can get a longer set going. I reckon.
Yeah. I felt like a really proud mum tonight. I was really proud of you. I really mean it. I think you do have an absolute future in this business.
Thank you very much.
Oh, there we go.
Hey! Noah, so proud. How good was it? How good was the crowd's response?
Yeah, it was good. But we've got to find out what he's actually really thinking now, a couple of days later.
Yes.
And if he's going to continue down this field and if he's got any ambitions or if he's got any gigs out of it.
And maybe a little surprise for Noah.
Mm. All right, we'll get him in next.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
His name was definitely in lights on Saturday night as part of the Gold Coast Laughs Festival, Noah the Bricky.
Hey. Well, now known as Gold FM's very own.
No,
Noah the Bricky.
We own you now, mate. No. Yeah. No, we're so proud of you, Noah. We just heard your stand-up. Of course, we were there cheering, but how good was the crowd's response? How'd you feel?
Oh, it was unreal. I've definitely never had that many people laugh before. It was pretty cool. Felt awesome.
Did it get you the bug? Do you, like, yeah, that was Saturday night, Monday now.
Yeah.
Have you got any plans for the future to be a part of this circuit in some way?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely want to try and, well, I'm just going to keep trying to do open mics and stuff like that.
That's until, a go.
Until something else pops up, you know?
And that's the thing, in open mics, that's where, you know, the good 5 minutes you do all around town at all the gigs that you can, and you normally don't get paid for it, but you get seen and you get to hang with different comedians. Now, you can now put on your CV that you shared a stage with massive comedians, including Nazim.
Yeah. He was pretty good, eh? It was unreal just to sit next to him in the back in the green room.
I know.
It's pretty cool.
And also, mate, I know that you're good because you loved it so much, you didn't want to get off.
No. It was awesome.
How do you get from a 5 minute set to a 20 minute set though?
To be honest, I don't know. I'm just gonna keep writing jokes until
exactly.
It makes 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. It's the only way is to jump into the deep end.
Yeah.
So what did your family and friends think?
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I thought it was unreal.
Yeah.
My uncle, first thing he said to me was, yeah, the other two were really funny.
Is that the uncle that had maybe overcooked the chook a bit?
Yeah.
That's right. There's those people to keep you level. But we've got someone here for you, and he is the festival organiser of the GC Laughs Fest. And by the way, the first inaugural one, what a huge sellout success. Josh Armstrong, good morning.
Hey, guys. Did you have a good time at the fair?
I was there. I was at Hot over the whole week. I just kept on going back and back. Now, I heard that you absolutely blew expectations out of the water, Josh. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was massive. It was such a great week. So many people came out. A really fun time.
And that proves how much we really need more comedy here on the Gold Coast, huh?
Yeah, that's true. We definitely do. So, we're looking forward to being back next year and hopefully for every year to come.
Oh, yeah, well, you had all the big names turn up and put themselves in the lights and, as you say, produce a great festival. But what about Noah?
Yes.
What do you reckon about Noah? Is he any chance of maybe doing a couple more gigs anywhere?
Oh, no, Noah's great. Yeah, I was there on Saturday. Yeah, he's absolutely fantastic. We'd love to have him along at some of our regular base gigs around the coast. That'd be fantastic.
Oh,
yeah, unreal.
Wow, how cool is that? So where are your base gigs? Base comedy is your comedy,
Yeah, base comedy runs all over the Gold Coast. We've got gigs at the Palm Beach Hotel, the Cecil, the Avenue, the Ark at Nobby's, Dog and Parrot Tavern. Yeah, really, really all over the place. There are always new shows popping up. So yeah, if you want to check out any comedy during the week, that's definitely the place to go. Is basecomedy.com.au, and we definitely have spots for Noah. We'd love to be able to get you to that 20 minute mark.
Yes!
Yeah, thanks, mate. Thank
it
you
begins.
Very much.
How good's that?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Now, you wouldn't just say that, Josh, either, because this is your name, you know. Your name is attached to this, so.
There are a lot of people who want to get up on stage who I have spent all my time ignoring their phone calls.
Well, thanks for taking ours this morning, Josh, and well done on GC Laughs.
Yes,
it's a great
congratulations.
Festival.
Thanks so much, guys. It's great to have you all involved.
No worries. And Noah, to you, mate, well done.
Well done, Noah, look at that.
We have one last question, though.
What?
Because are you still going to run under Noah the Bricky?
Mm.
Or are you going to change your name?
I've got to think about that.
Oh!
The artist formerly known as Noah the Bricky. Well, mate, thank you for everything we put you through over the last few weeks.
That was awesome.
It's stressful anyway, let alone doing it with radio and everyone listening, but you had all the support of the Gold FM family and you're part of our family now. As much as you're probably thinking, can these old people please leave me alone now?
No, just thank you so much for the opportunity. It was unreal.
Aww.
Thank you very much.
You're going to make it, brother. You're going to make it.
Good on you, Noah. We'll look out for you around the coast, mate.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
If it's hot,
she's a master in the kitchen.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
And trending.
This is a profound honor.
As a woman in music.
It's on Bridge's feed.
When you can't impeach somebody that's doing a great job.
Peter, I listen to your sport every morning, so just listen to me. Stop arguing. Stop pushing against it. Ben's on my side. Married at First Sight.
Are you not? Are you a fan of it?
I mean, I watch it. I feel compelled to watch it because it's like a really slow-moving train crash.
It makes you so appreciative of your own relationship.
How many people are in it still?
So many, about five or six couples.
Yeah.
But seriously, when you first start watching the show, you go, how are all these amazing, good-looking, incredible people single? By this stage, you go, oh, I get it. Totally get it.
I can't see too many of them good-looking.
Totally get it. So
a lot of plastic.
A lot have had some work. So, look, as we know, let's set the scene, Ben. So... apparently it's okay to cheat on this show now in this social experiment. So we had Jess, who is in love with Dan. She has to leave Mick to be with Dan. Dan is married to Tamara.
Are they married?
No, don't do this every time. Just stop it.
It's a fair question.
No, Ben, you haven't been here for this. Don't back him. He does it every single time. Please don't. Right. It's like me asking every time, what do you mean AFL explain? Just go with me, okay?
Okay.
So anyway, they decide we want to be back together. And this was Jess telling everyone, by the way, her partner and Dan's partner didn't know this was happening. This is her just randomly telling them on the couch during the commitment ceremony.
I came into this experiment wanting to find somebody that I could build a life with. I found that, but it's not with me. It's with Dan.
This all makes sense. You dragged me, you made me stay here by myself and made me look like an idiot and go mental so you could play footsies and buddy flirt with him. You are the most selfish brat ever. You spoiled.
Oh, poor Mick. He was dragged along. She only stayed in the show so she could cheat.
Yeah, I reckon he should have given her some proper feedback.
What do you mean?
Well, I reckon he went pretty light on.
Oh, no, no. He was good, and then he stormed out and he chucked a pillow and stuff.
Oh, did he?
You know, the poor thing, and poor Tamara. Mm. So then when Mick walked out, he grabbed Dan, gave him a pat on the back, and said this.
Don't do it. Seriously, for the love of God, you're better than that, champ.
Don't do it. You're better than that, champ. That's awesome. Don't be with her. Yeah, so there you go. A bit of advice on the way out. Now, the dilemma was... should Jess and Dan still stay in the experiment because one lives on the Gold Coast and one lives in Perth and they couldn't possibly afford the airline ticket, could they?
No, they couldn't.
No. So the experts had to go and talk about the situation.
It's a breach of rules. There's a moral code that they've destroyed.
I can see the group's point of view, but we can't let the group make the rules for the experiment.
No, that's true.
And I think what kind of swayed me is hearing both Dan and Jess saying that there's a heart connection. Seems pretty authentic.
And convenient.
And convenient, exactly right. So the experts have let them stay in the competition. They recoupled and re-entered the experiment.
That was
so they're onto their second wife already.
Yep.
But they both wrote leave on their sign.
I know.
So they left.
And they're back. This is the night that stopped. Don't worry about winks on the weekend. This stopped the nation, this drama. Oh. The best tweet of the night was, paging Egg Boy, we need your help with some unsavoury characters. I thought that was very good. But look, as much as there's been lies and fake accusations, no truer words have ever been spoken than another contestant, Heidi.
I was trying to eat my pasta and I was trying not to cry at the same time.
every time I eat pasta, I cry at the same time.
Yeah.
So many carbs.
Carb loading.
So little time.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.